For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jim, have you ever heard that turkey makes you sleepy?
I have both heard this and experienced it myself.
Okay, well, a lot of people say that. They say that turkey makes you sleepy because there's something called tryptophan in it that makes you sleepy. And that's not completely wrong, but it's also not right.
Interesting. Okay.
So turkey doesn't super make you sleepy.
You know what does make me sleepy?
What?
Just eating a lot of food.
Yeah. So, 100%. I mean,
you tell me.
Yeah, I will tell you. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, all right.
I have the transition written as let's gobble into it.
Oh, ooh, I like it. It's a cringy, I like it. Ooh, okay. I like how bad it makes me feel inside. Okay, let's gobble it up.
Okay. Hey, I'm Melissa.
I'm Jim.
And I'm a chemist.
And I'm not.
And welcome to Chemistry for Your Life,
the podcast helps you understand the chemistry of your everyday life.
Holiday edition.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. I was trying to use some sort of turkey sound, but I don't really know what I was going to do.
I don't know what turkeys. I mean, I know what turkeys sound like. My grandma had turkeys, but it's hard to recreate.
Yes.
It.
I think I started thinking if I'd like move my head to the side and kind of like.
That is pretty close.
Yeah. But I was just like, I've never tried this out loud. Maybe I shouldn't try it that loud right now.
Okay. So this episode is airing on the United States Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I don't love that. The history of that holiday is, you know, questionable at best.
Right.
But I love eating food with my friends and family, and I love practicing gratitude.
Yep.
And I love stopping the spread of misinformation.
Nice. Things that, you know, yeah, everyone's looking for time of year.
Those are some of my favorite things. Yeah. And this is the prime opportunity to stop the spread of misinformation.
I love that too. And I love when you do that. And I love when there is something, a little bit of trivia, people are all floating around like, you know, especially coffee ones are the things I love to mess people up with. But just kind of fun to be like, actually, you know, that is not true.
It's hard to know how to do it in a way that doesn't make you like a, well, actually kind of guy, you know?
That's true.
But it is like, I want to empower you to know the truth and you can think about how best to share that with your family and friends.
That's a good point. And if you want to be like, actually, then you can.
You can. That was a nice sound effect. I don't know if the listener is being able to hear. Then you can. Put it on. Anyway, so that's what today is going to be all about. It's going to be about, you know, not stopping the spread of misinformation around the holiday season. And if you're on YouTube, you can see that I've skipped right over American Thanksgiving into Christmas because that's my favorite. And the longer you can celebrate it, the better. So I'm wearing my chemistry, Chem for Life chemistry sweater and these little holiday earrings I inherited from my mom.
Nice.
And I've got, and it's like kind of chilly here. So I got the boots on. I'm in the whole Christmas vibe.
It's a weirdly suddenly chilly day today. It is. With very little warning. It just suddenly was like, boom, 35 degrees.
Yep.
So
I'm in the holiday season. It's the season of holiday joy to me. So
nice.
Welcome everyone.
Yeah. And I got into the spirit as well. I got a mustardy colored shirt on.
For Thanksgiving.
For fall. And I'm drinking hot coffee. It's cold.
I've been drinking hot coffee.
Yeah.
Mason brought home some Guatemalan coffee for me to cold brew. And instead of cold brewing, I've been French pressing. And it tastes really good. Listen, I'm not really a coffee person. But if you want to get on the good coffee train, go to good dot, is it good dot coffee? Good with an E, good.
Yeah, GOODE.coffee.
What's so good.
Funny is that I'm drinking exactly that kind of coffee right now. Guatemala French pressed.
It's just got a really good flavor to it. I'm not really a coffee person, but every once in a while I'll stumble upon a,
You gotta swirl it, you know?
It tastes like the season a little bit, if that makes sense. It's like got a nice flavor profile for fall and cold.
Yeah, it's a good hot coffee for sure.
Okay, so.
So back to the turkeys.
Back to turkeys. So that, you know, there's this old adage that the tryptophan in turkey makes you sleepy. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm not going to say that's entirely not true, but it really isn't that that's why you get sleepy after the holiday meal.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about what is tryptophan and why do people think it makes you sleepy and all of that.
Okay.
But to answer that, we have to talk about biology. We have to talk about organic chemistry. We have to talk about biochemistry. We have to talk about functional groups. We have to talk about amino acids. And I'm really excited to get into it. It's a lot of stuff that you've already heard before.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you're about to go into your holiday break and this is the review for your final. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's going to be anything completely new, but it will be at least a good reminder for you.
Cool. And packaged in a new way about a new thing.
100%.
Nice.
Which is always good.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so let's go all the way back to our biochemistry or our biology and ask the question, what is an amino acid?
Okay.
Do you remember or do you want me to just give you the review?
I just remember that they make up proteins.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. So amino acids are the building blocks of proteins.
Nice.
And proteins are polymers. And what are polymers?
Polymers are large molecules made up of small molecules.
Yep. Small repeating units.
Small repeating units. It's funny because like I feel like some of these things become like, and the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. You know, like, remember those phrases that like we all heard and all memorized and then like now we can all swap them with each other. Uh-huh. But that's like those are the grade school kind of versions or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of those are like, yep, these are in there.
Well, no, a polymer was also on Jeopardy. It wasn't just grade school stuff.
I'm not knocking on grade school stuff. I just mean like that's the kind of,
yeah,
it's like that's what you remember from back then.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other stuff you start to forget. Like, but I do remember that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And amino acids make up proteins, you know?
It's and like, polymers are large molecules made up of small molecules. So amino acids are the small molecules. So they're the repeating units. Another way that a lot of times we'll talk about this is like if you had a pearl necklace and you have these repeating pearls over and over, you know, those are the individual units, but together they make up a long necklace.
Right.
So we have these amino acids built up, they string all together to make a protein.
Okay.
And what's special about amino acids, there's 20 common types of amino acids. And what makes something an amino acid is if it has, it's a few certain features, but two main things they have are two functional groups.
Okay.
We talked about what functional groups are. Do you remember what they are?
They are.
This is literally exactly how I hold reviews for my students. I just ask them, do you remember what that is?
I remember functional groups are like when a certain sort of set of like molecules, elements that are combined together in a certain way also like perform in a similar way and have similar behaviors, kind of stuff, like an alcohol group or.
Yes. That's okay. You don't have to remember. Right, that's cool. Good. Yeah. Okay. It's like sort of a collection of atoms that can be usually on an organic molecule is the context I hear it in. But so it's like maybe you have your base chain of carbons and then there's like a group of atoms arranged in a certain way that act in a certain way. And you see those, that group together a lot. So an amine group is a nitrogen with a few hydrogens off of it, or a carboxylic acid group is a carbon with an oxygen double bonded to it and a small, like, then like another oxygen off to the side and a hydrogen. Or an alcohol group is an oxygen and a hydrogen. Mm-hmm. And these, when the atoms are grouped up in these specific ways, we can anticipate their behavior a little bit.
All right. So that little functional group could be part of a lot of different things, including like you could have a little alcohol thing on another molecule in various places and you just kind of could recognize it like, oh, hey, there's what that is. That's a, I couldn't think of a good analogy. Alcohol. I started to try to think something outside of this. Mm. Almost like if you were seeing the, like a brand, you know, the little logo, you know, it's like that, it might be a totally different car, but like, oh, that's a little Toyota T on there.
You're like, oh, that's a Toyota. I know how that's going to act.
And there we go.
But it might, that's a good way of thinking of it. Like they'll have, or like, oh, this is a Toyota hybrid. All of them have the same engine. So they're all going to act in the same way, even though their package can be different.
Right.
That's a good analogy.
There we go. Nice.
Yeah. Or like keys are going to function the same way, even if they all, you know, even if they're on different key rings, the key will still function in the same way.
Right.
So amino acids have an amine functional group. That's where the amino comes from, and a carboxylic acid functional group. So they just have these two functional groups. You don't even need to know really what they are, but they have those both on there, and they have some neat properties because of that. And there's 20 common amino acids, and one of them is tryptophan. And we can't make tryptophan ourselves, so we have to ingest it.
Okay.
So we eat it, and it's commonly found in what kind of macronutrient?
Macronutrient.
That's like carbohydrates, protein. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, is it that easy?
It is that easy. Okay, yeah. Nice. So it's commonly found in protein. So, you know, it's in turkey for sure. That's true. Mm-hmm. It's also in steak. It's in eggs. It's in chickpeas. It's in soybeans. I think it's even in chocolate. You know, it's all over the place.
Okay.
So, you ingest it, it goes into your bloodstream, and then it has to cross the blood-brain barrier, and there tryptophan can break down into serotonin and melatonin.
Mm.
And those are neurotransmitters, which we've talked about before, but basically they help your brain function in certain ways. Also, it can break down into other beneficial things in your gut and your liver.
Okay.
So tryptophan is used all over. So tryptophan is an amino acid. It's often found in proteins because proteins are made up of amino acids, and we have to eat it so that it's an essential protein or an essential nutrient for life.
Okay.
We need it, but you don't have to eat meat to get protein. You can get it from all these places.
Right.
So if you're listening carefully, you might've heard me say it goes to serotonin and then melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And melatonin helps people go to sleep, right?
Right.
So doesn't that mean that tryptophan can make you sleepy?
I guess if it does that, how much of it becomes serotonin? How much of it becomes melatonin?
That is the exact right type of question to be asking. And not only that, but how much of it even gets to your brain.
Right.
So the thing I try to think about, I think this is why people think that turkey makes you sleepy.
Okay.
But I try to think about it in a good analogy. And so the analogy I'm going to use, because I was just watching hair videos on TikTok, because I like watching people make rainbow colors hair.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'd like to get rainbow color hair. They do these things called, this is an aside, but it's a Thanksgiving episode. So maybe you're listening to this on a long drive somewhere, or maybe you're flying somewhere. Anyway, so I'll give you this little aside. They'll take like tiny strips of your hair and make one individual strip be a rainbow. And then it looks like an oil slick.
Oh, interesting.
And so it kind of looks like most of your hair is still your normal color, but like you're like, is it rainbow? Like when you're walking up to a puddle that has that like oil on top and it kind of looks rainbowy and you're like, is that water? Is there a rainbow there?
Yeah.
That's what I want my hair to look like.
Nice.
But I don't know how that would practically play out on crazy curly hair. So who's to say?
Right.
Anyway, so because I was watching videos of that, this is what it made me think of. Imagine that you have rainbow colored hair. And you have all these different dyes that have to go into the rainbow. You have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your hairdresser has to be the one that puts the dye on the hair.
Right.
So say the tryptophan would be equivalent to like the purple dye.
Okay.
And the hairdresser is the thing that's going to transport it over the blood-brain barrier. The hairdresser is working on all these dyes. So it's not only transporting just the purple dye. It's the hairdresser is working with all these dyes.
There are other things trying to cross this barrier.
There are other things trying to cross the barrier, especially when you've just eaten a large complex meal, such as a Thanksgiving dinner or a holiday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have all these different amino acids that are in your bloodstream that are trying to cross the blood-brain barrier. And there's tryptophan present for sure, but there's also a bunch of other things.
Okay.
So the impact of the tryptophan is going to be less.
Okay.
So, but if you only had purple dye, that was the only color that you wanted, that a lot more of that is going to get onto your hair, right?
Right.
So the same blood-brain barrier is going to be able to transport more.
Okay.
So if you had tryptophan in complete isolation, it is possible that it would make us sleepy. And that has been shown for some other species. I think like fruit flies, there's been a study that shows that tryptophan, pure tryptophan, can make them sleepy.
Uh-huh.
Or the thing that tryptophan breaks down into, serotonin, that does break down into melatonin. And so there, if you have a large amount of serotonin, that can break down to melatonin, but there has to be enough of it. And that's two steps removed from tryptophan.
Got it.
So it's not to say that tryptophan doesn't make you sleepy at all. Mm-hmm. It's to say that tryptophan is competing with all these other things. And then once it gets past the blood-brain barrier, it also has to go through breakdown through several steps to become melatonin and then further breakdown to become, or sorry, first serotonin and then further breakdown to become melatonin. So it's like a very long process to get there.
Yeah.
So it's unlikely that that is the thing that's really making you sleepy on after your big old meal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because it does generate melatonin eventually, I think that's where the little, like, I don't want to say it's like, it's not like a falsehood, but I think that's why people associate it so highly with turkey making you sleepy. But there's tryptophan in everything. You know, we don't say like an egg white omelet is going to give you, is going to make you sleepy, or a little bit of chocolate is going to make you sleepy. We don't say that. You know?
Right. And is there a general, like, is there, you think it's some other effect when we eat any big meal that is just like our body's working hard on digesting it, so that makes us sleepy? Like,
so a 2019 article I read from the Royal Society of Chemistry talked about this as well, talked about tryptophan, and they said it really is a lot of factors and it's complex, but some things that it could be that I got from that and a few other sources is, one, we usually ingest alcohol or other, you know, if you have like alcohol, champagne, that kind of thing, that can cause like a, not sleepiness effect, but like I mean, it is sleepiness, but I was thinking like the thing that makes you pass out. What's that called? I don't know.
I don't either.
Sedative. It can have a sedative effect is what I was thinking.
Got it.
And then some studies also indicate that if the small intestine stretches, that can also make you sleepy.
Got it.
Carbohydrates can increase the presence of serotonin, which of course also breaks down into melatonin, even though there's not tryptophan in a lot of carbohydrates.
Interesting.
And so even though it's not 100% clear, it's very likely that we're eating a lot of food, that we're content, that we, you know, have had possibly other things that give us sedatives and possibly other carbohydrates that increase the melatonin in our brain.
Interesting.
So that's why.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought that was a fun thing to think about on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's super fun. And so strange, because it's one of those things that, like, I don't remember how many years ago I first heard that whole deal, that whole tryptophan thing, but it just has really become a household bit of trivia, you know? And every year, I feel like I even see articles, you know, referencing it and stuff like that, that are like, or little news stories, or like, I don't know, just little things like, remember this year, you know, what's that feeling you get after you eat all the turkey? And then they kind of do a little like basic lesson about it or whatever.
Yeah.
That feels so common. And yet it's pretty unobserved, pretty un, you know, and I never really thought deeper than that until now. So.
Yeah, it's tryptophan's an amino acid, and it's in everything all the time.
Yeah.
And maybe it is contributing, but we don't really know how much.
Right.
You know, it seems like it'd be competing with a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very cool.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's a fun little science fact. And, you know, I felt like also since it is a day for gratitude, I believe in practicing gratitude, instead of sharing like just a happy thing, we could share maybe some things that we're grateful for, or some fun holiday meals that we like that probably have tryptophan in it, or something like that. Oh, I guess a lot of times you explain it back to me, but I guess there's less to explain back this time.
I could do a quick summary, but
excited to get to the gratitude part.
Yeah, or we could just go do it. I don't know.
Why don't you do a quick summary and then we'll go to it?
Okay. Tryptophan is a part of, it's present in proteins.
Mm-hmm.
It itself is an amino acid.
Mm-hmm. It's an amino acid, yeah.
That has the under the hood stuff was the like, has a amine, and then the other group was the carboxylic acid group. Okay.
And it, all amino acids have that.
All amino acids have that, okay. And when that one does get into our brains, when it does cross the blood-brain barrier, it does break down into serotonin and melatonin. So when that does happen, it would have the drowsy effect on us. The thing that we, the new part, the new information, not that was all new to me as well, but like the part that is often not talked about is the fact that tryptophan is in tons of stuff, Mm-hmm. And that a lot of things are trying to cross that blood brain barrier.
Yep.
So we actually are eating it all around the year, mm-hmm. but also in our bodies, the things that are kind of moving around, trying to get from place to place, including crossing the blood brain barrier, are many things. And so the effect of something like tryptophan, especially on a day where you're eating something like turkey, just should not be that much higher than it ever is.
No.
And, but it is true that melatonin does make us sleepy.
Yeah.
It's just that we're kind of forgetting about all the other factors at play.
Yeah.
And it's probably more likely that it's just eating a large meal. And probably there are things we're eating that we don't normally eat. But I think the biggest thing for me is also just the amount.
The amount.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the amount of sweets probably too, with yes. carbohydrates that go, they go straight into that serotonin.
Yeah. So carbohydrates probably a more likely culprit to yeah. make us sleepy.
And probably the quantity, the carbohydrates, and then also any other additional things that you're yeah. taking in that right. may be sedative. Yeah.
And that is why we're sleepy.
But also, you know what I thought about too?
What?
Is when you just don't have as much to do and you're as like overworked and busy in society as we normally mm-hmm. are, and you've just eaten and you've worked hard to make this meal, and then you don't have to work or go anywhere or do anything. And everyone's like, yeah, we don't have to do anything. Yeah. The thing to do is take a nap.
Yep. Totally. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I can always take a nap. I can always go to sleep.
Yeah.
So what would be really that much different? What I really yeah. notice at this stage of my life, probably not. I could take a nap right now. Uh-huh. So
yeah.
What's the difference when I've eaten turkey or not?
You know? Yeah. That's funny.
Okay.
Okay. So now we can get into either gratitude or holiday meals or memories. What are you feeling?
Why don't you go first and I will think as you go.
Okay. Well, I don't like turkey.
Okay. Interesting.
But here's something that happened last year at Thanksgiving time that I really like. So a lot of times, I'll share this. My family doesn't have a huge big Thanksgiving thing. And as a student, a lot of times the push up to the holiday break, the winter break be really overwhelming.
Yep.
And so what I did sometime in grad school, and I loved it, and this was my tradition for a while, is I didn't do anything to mm-hmm. celebrate Thanksgiving. And instead I would wake up mm-hmm. and go get some donuts from a donut shop.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And eat donuts and chocolate milk.
Nice.
And watch the Thanksgiving episode of The West Wing.
Uh-huh.
And then I would work on my homework.
I'm so glad you didn't say the parade. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, if the parade's on the background, whatever. No, I watch a Thanksgiving episode of The West Wing or one of, there's like a few of them, but there's one that I really like. And then I just worked on my homework and I would write those papers up. It'd be a whole day where like nobody really expects you to be doing anything.
Right.
And so I could just have the whole day to get work done.
Yeah.
And then it made the next week or two, you know, however long you had into Christmas or the holiday break, the winter break, so much more restful because I had gotten a big thing off my plate. And then I could really enjoy that next time period with my family. It was like, I'm going to see everybody again in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And so I'll be much happier. Well, I'll be much happier if I just get this work done and then I go.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite way to celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's pretty smart. Pretty smart.
It's just something that I really like doing. And now my work schedule is a little different. I don't really have that same push, you know, but I think I could see myself continuing to do that, because part of the thing too is when people celebrate Thanksgiving, everybody's trying to make this big meal and they get stressed, and it's not really as like, it's not as quality time as, you know, some other times. So
yeah, I agree with that. We have kind of like similarly, not always something massive.
Yeah,
it's not like it's like the highest priority, but I grew up, we always had turkey and ham,
mm-hmm.
and I liked turkey, but it never blew my mind fully. And then my wife, ever since I've been married, my wife was loved specifically her sister's turkey recipe.
She does that good salt brine thing. That is pretty good. If I'm going to eat a turkey.
Yes. And so the first year we were married, I think it was going to be my family was going to come and do Thanksgiving with us. And Em was like, oh, I'm making a turkey. I've been wanting to do my sister's recipe for a long time. I'm going to do it. And she nailed it. She always nails it. It's always great. And that has got me more excited. And I think Em likes doing it.
Yeah.
That's fun. She does stress herself out about it a little bit. And I don't think that's always worth it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's cool. And then there's a few other things that we like to cook. But, yeah, I think it is like, okay, you get a day and you get some a little bit more elbow room time-wise.
Yeah.
Eat some meals with some people. We've had times where we've had no family coming in. We've just done it with some friends or something like that.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's like great having an excuse to be like, hey, let's sit and eat a meal together.
Yeah.
You know, and just make it more special than normal.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Last year, the day before Thanksgiving, we went to Mason's grandma's house and like stayed there. And that night, the night before Thanksgiving, she makes these like little burritos that she does. And she made burritos and we played games and stayed up late playing games, hanging out, eating pie, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish this was what Thanksgiving felt like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then on the day, it feels like there's all this more stress and pressure. Yep. And you're like, I was like, if we just ate burritos and played games.
Yeah.
And everybody got to enjoy it because nobody was stressed out cooking or doing dishes, I would really like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think I will agree with you in the sense that like, one, I like the low stress thing.
Yeah. Low stress.
And I am way more here for the pie than everything else.
Oh.
It's specifically pumpkin pie. To me, it is so simple, but so good.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice whipped cream.
Yes. Some whipped cream on there. There's been a couple of years in a row where some of my family members like the past couple of years, my mom and my older brother have come and hung out with us and we don't do this like insane meal, but it is like we do, M does a turkey and then we just kind of do things that we all like. And this doesn't even have to be as big of servings and all that kind of stuff, you know, but we don't stress ourselves out about it. And
that's nice.
I'll be like, yes, I definitely want a pumpkin pie. And for some reason, my mom and my brother like pecan pie more. And so it's happened twice, maybe even three times, is they will leave and most of a pumpkin pie will still be there. And then I will, for the next several days, eat like a slice a day.
Yeah.
And eat the rest of the thing myself. And I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is amazing. And I don't seek it out. I know you could pretty much find and make pumpkin pie all year round if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. Because I love it so
and
much.
And it's nice to kind of save it.
Yes, save it. So
you know what I love? This is wrong of me.
Yeah.
And it's out of season. But I love a key lime pie at the end of a Thanksgiving meal because it's light. Mm-hmm. It feels like, oh, we just had this big heavy meal and now I'm going to have a light pie.
I love key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
There's also our friend Leslie makes it. Have you had her limeade pie?
I don't think so. And oh, wait. Yes, I have.
It's a little different.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the sides. I'm like here for mashed potatoes, corn, and like those yeast rolls, the Sister Schubert's yeast rolls. Those are the best ones.
Yeah. I could do all sides and pie.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? All sides and pie would be great.
Yep.
Oops. Anyway.
Oops. All sides and pie.
Oops. All sides. anyway. And also I wanted to do a gratitude thing.
Yes. Let's do it.
Should we do this? Should we just each pick one thing?
That's hard though, because it's like you gotta pick the best thing.
Yeah, I guess we could just your family.
Yeah.
Well, what if we go back and forth a few times? That's fun.
Okay.
I'm grateful for this podcast and all of our listeners and science, and that we get to do this. This is like part of what I do.
Yeah.
Every day, it's like it's wild. Yeah, it's crazy to me.
It is crazy, and people all the time will be like, the people we just know in our life. I'm like, do you guys do the podcast? I'm like, yeah, we still do that. And it's like the number one chemistry podcast on Apple Podcasts in the United States.
We've got a million downloads plus.
Yeah. I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, yeah, we've done 170 whatever episodes.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh my gosh. I was like, that's not counting bonuses.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they're like, I just didn't realize.
And people listen. Yeah. Yep. I think our friends think it's like a, like, yeah, they're like, oh, right. That's just something they do for fun. But it's like, no, yeah, people like it.
I mean, it's like, yeah, we do do it for fun. And
yeah.
Also,
yeah, right.
People listen to it. So yeah. Anyway.
It's the, you know what somebody said? It's like the 90s equivalent of having a band. Like everybody had a band.
That's
and
a good
so
point. Yep.
You're like, oh yeah, everybody has a podcast.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah. It's, yeah. And also, of course, despite having a lot of people listening, you guys that just listen and love it and stuff, we have some of the best listeners ever. It is not like, you know, we're not famous, which no. is great.
Which so, I love. I don't know. I'm not trying to be
so
famous.
So people are kind of like, oh, it must not really be happening. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's happening enough.
It's happening. Anyway, it really is.
I agree completely. One of the things I've been grateful for lately is that's been really fun. Is one of the first things that came to mind is that I mentioned a couple episodes ago that my mother-in-law moved in with us.
She's and so nice.
So we're about 3 weeks in on that at this point, something mm-hmm. like that. And that's been really fun.
By the time you're listening, it'll be like a few months in.
That's a good point. Yep. So it's been fun because it also just feels like a little bit fuller house. There's always something happening. Like, I don't know. It's just been kind of cool. Like, mm-hmm. there's been a couple of times where like kids are in bed and then it's like, I'm finally making some dinner for myself or like that. And then Barb's like, should we watch a show or something like that? And we'll just watch them. And it's just like, those are the nights, like evenings like that where Em is working. Yeah. There's just people around now yeah. and stuff. And it's been fun. And my 3-year-old loves for my mother-in-law to read him stories and stuff like that. So that's been fun too. So just things like that have been like cool because that's, I'm thinking about it because that kind of stuff would usually happen around holidays if you were going to have family come visit.
Yeah.
But she's just here.
Yeah.
Like non-holidays, just here. So
that's a really good one too. Just thinking about like, oh, I wish my mom was here to be with my nephew and the new baby nephew that was born. And like, yeah. she should be retired and she should get to hang out with them. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I think seeing Em's mom do that is like, yeah, this is what you should be doing. This is yeah. the phase of life that you should get to just hang out with your grandbabies and,
yeah, yeah.
and make food at rest. And
yeah.
so that I think it's like fun that she kind of gets to do all these little things that she really likes doing. Like one day I came and she said something about baking bread.
Oh yeah. She made some bread.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a dream. This is a yeah. dream. She gets to hang out with her grandbabies and make bread.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really, I get really happy every time I see that she's getting to do that and yeah. that y'all get to have her around. That's yep. really cool.
It's fun.
Okay, my turn. I'm really grateful for our new house because,
nice.
You know, we're renting, but then we don't have to deal with anything if stuff goes wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. And mm-hmm. we just get to sit in the backyard and it overlooks all these trees. And we've been able to host so many people. We hosted our friends to watch Formula One and we hosted in Mexico themed. And so we like made all this traditional Mexican food. It was uh-huh. so good.
Nice.
And then we're hosting a little baby shower for some of our friends who are having a new baby. Mm-hmm. And we are hosting, we have like our church group that we come over. It's like, we just have all these little events. Or my nephew's coming over and we're going to all, for Halloween, we're all going to have some chili and
nice.
Then they're going to go trick or treating, you know, and my roommate and her boyfriend. So it's like, we just get this whole, it's just really nice to have a home.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a big enough space to where people can come and be in our home with us. And it's chaotic and we're still not all unpacked from moving. And but it's just like, if you just decide not to care about that, then you just get to have friends in your home. And that's yep. really nice.
And, you know, I mean, everyone, you know, you could have the opposite. You could have your home all orderly mm-hmm. and tidy and no one to come over.
That would be really sad.
Or you could have a messy house, but people come over and you get to see your friends all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I would choose the messy house with the friends.
100%.
All the time. That's great. Let me think of another one.
And for our listeners, if you want to message us what you're grateful for when yeah. you hear this, we'd love it.
Yeah.
We can even do a little Instagram story and share some of them or something.
Yes, that'd be great. Yeah, please share them with us.
You got to practice gratitude.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a pretty thankful person. It's just sort of like,
now you're on the spot.
Yeah, on the spot. And also like, which thing to share, you know what I mean? I'm not like what should I be thankful for?
I'm like, I'm not grateful. It's like there's too many.
Yep.
Well, also listeners, there's a really cool episode of the Huberman Lab podcast mm-hmm. about practicing gratitude and the scientific positive impacts that they found of being grateful on like your health. Like it can lower your blood pressure and things like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I was trying to buy you some time.
Yeah, I didn't think of anything else. I mean, I didn't think of anything I could
share right away.
No, nothing that's like came up. It's like, oh, this is the thing to share.
Yeah. It's like things that you're grateful for consistently, like friends and family. And
I started talking about my mother-in-law, but really it ended up kind of becoming about like, I just like having people in our house.
Yeah.
And it's really blessed us a lot, but
that's what mine was
too. Yeah. In general, family is probably the biggest thing that like comes to mind for me, lately. But I mean, Melissa shared about this too, but we have a lot of really good friends that we get to see on a regular basis. And that's something you can kind of like get a little bit too used to sometimes. And then sometimes you realize like, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I was telling my mother-in-law the other day about one of our friends, Sean, who I met when I was a freshman in college, and we started hanging out, and then we lived together for 3 years. And then now we've been in the same town and been friends and spent time together on a regular basis for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I recently stayed the night with my friend who lives in Tyler. She just bought a house and I've known her since first grade. And so then you're like, wow. People don't have that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we have so many similar interests. We like food and grilling out and all these things. And you're like, wow, after all this time, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just really lucky. Okay, great. Well, thank you all for coming and listening. And thanks for learning about turkey and try to share that fun information. Try not to be a well actually person unless, you know, unless you just want to be, unless you're trying to stir the pot.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's always a thing. On holidays, it's just not always a good thing. You know? So
maybe say it before other people say the thing.
Yeah. Or maybe do it to distract from something that's more of a real conflict. So say some sort of like more deeply held charged family conflict comes up. You'd be like, did you know that tryptophan isn't probably even the main culprit of what's making you see me? Then throw it in there as like a little like squirrel. Look.
Just in the middle of everything. Be like, did you know that turkey doesn't really make you sleepy just because of the tryptophan?
Yep. Yeah.
Ask me more about it.
Yeah. And please stop fighting with each other about whatever. You know? Yeah.
That's funny. Awesome. Well, yeah. Thanks. Thanks to all of you listeners. And oh, I also wanted to shout out Tim. He's one of our big Patreon supporters, always coming to our coffee hours, always hyping us up, always sharing stuff on Instagram. And it's his birthday in a few days. So happy birthday, Tim. This episode's for you.
Nice. Dedicated to you, Tim. Timbo. Okay. thanks for teaching us about this. Very interesting and very on topic. I have, you know, never observed it deeper than we did today. So that was super interesting.
Yeah.
If you have a question or idea or a thought that you think something that might be chemistry in your everyday life that you want us to talk about, you want Melissa to research into, please send it to us on our website at chemforyourlife.com. That's chem, F-O-R, your life. Wait. Yep.
Yeah.
Halfway through it, I was like, what am I saying? I'm in habit mode. Chem, F-O-R, your life. .com to share your thoughts and ideas. If you'd like to help us keep our show going and contribute to cover the costs of making it, you can join our super cool chem community of patrons on patreon.com/chemforyourlife. That's patreon.com/chemforyourlife. And if you're not able to do that, you can still help us by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, rating and writing a review on Apple Podcasts, and also subscribing on our YouTube channel. Those things help us to share chemistry with even more people.
I also want to do a shout out to Faith, who did ask me why turkey makes you sleepy. Faith is my sister-in-law. So thanks.
Nice.
Thanks. Maybe we're together. Who knows for Thanksgiving. This episode of Chemistry Free Life was created by Melissa Collini and Jam Robinson. And Jam Robinson is our producer. The episode was made possible by our financial supporters over on Patreon. It means so much to us that you want to help make chemistry accessible to even more people. Those supporters are Avishai B, Bree M, Brian K, Chris and Claire S, Chelsea B, Derek L, Emerson W, Hunter R, Jacob T, Christina G, Katrina H, Latila S, Lynn S, Melissa P, Nicole C, Rachel R, Stephen B, Shadow, Suzanne P, Timothy P, and Venus R. Thank you all again so much. You really are one of the things that we're grateful for in this holiday season.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you for everything you do to make our podcast happen. And we want to add an extra special thanks to Bree, who often creates illustrations to go along with episodes of Chemistry for Your Life. Those can be seen over on our YouTube channel. And you can find ways to support and follow Bree in our show notes on Twitter at Bree or at McAllister Bree and entropic.artstation.com.
If you'd like to learn more about today's chemistry lesson, you can check the references for this episode in our show notes, as well as in the description of the video on YouTube.
Yay, chemistry!
Yay, chemistry!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.